President, I congratulate you on your election as President of the meetings of CCW Amended Protocol 2 this year. We are confident of reaching substantive outcomes under your able leadership. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. We thank you also for your elaborate opening remarks. We appreciate the work done by the CCW Implementation Support Unit for the substantive and administrative preparations for this conference. Our appreciation also goes to the coordinator on the operation and status of the protocol, as well as the coordinator and the co-coordinator on improvised explosive devices for all their efforts to provide useful insights. Mr. President, Pakistan has remained committed to the full implementation and universalization of Amended Protocol 2 since 1999, when we became a party to AP2. Pakistan believes that achieving universalization of AP2 would help in minimizing human suffering resulting from the indiscriminate use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. Thus, universalization should remain our top priority. The protocol's strength lies in the balance it has maintained between humanitarian concerns and the legitimate security needs of states. This aspect of the protocol needs to be preserved and strengthened. Mr. President, Pakistan is fully compliant with the provisions of AP2. There are no uncleared mines on Pakistan's territory, and our armed forces continue to fully incorporate at all levels the requirements mandated by the technical annex of Amended Protocol 2. We have regularly submitted our national reports, including the one for the current year. Pakistan is one of the largest troop contributors to the UN peacekeeping operations. In the spirit of cooperation and assistance, we have been successfully undertaking demining operations in various parts of the world, including Kuwait, Cambodia, Angola, Sudan, and Liberia. We remain committed to providing further assistance within our national capacity to advance global humanitarian demining efforts, including under the UN umbrella. We note with interest the development of new technologies that have the potential to protect civilians against indiscriminate and lethal effects of mines. Enhanced cooperation and international assistance on the transfer of such technologies to developing states, with a focus on developing their long-term and self-sustainable capabilities, is essential. The transfer and sharing of technology and experience within the framework of this protocol is an important step towards achieving our common objectives and goals. These were the general remarks of my delegation. We will be delivering a separate statement on the issue of IEDs later during the day. Thank you very much, Mr. President.